Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for again drawing from your word, hearing from your spirit, and being inspired, Father God, to be the person that you made us to be. In Jesus' name.
We read 1 Timothy 3 from verse 4 to 6 from the RSV translation. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children submissive and respectful in every way. For if a man doesn't know how to manage his own household, how can he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may be puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Hallelujah. Here we see managing our own households, training up our children in godliness, respectful in every way. And Jan, if we don't know how to do this, and it, how can we be leaders? As children of God, we are leaders, but this is the maturity that is needed. And it's also we've seen the necessity of persistence, the necessity of being a convert, working things through, and overcoming. And this is speaking about leadership in the church. But guys, bottom line, we've all called to be leaders. We all called to walk in godliness. And this is what it's all about. Jesus is ruling in righteousness to fill all things. And he's called us and he's filling us with righteousness to be lights, to be shadows of a great rock in a weary land, to be rivers. So the understanding of just wanting these qualities and these godly qualities just to be a leader in the church is very shallow. We need to know we are children of God now, come out of darkness into this marvelous light. We are the bushes that was once in the desert being torn by the devil, but these bushes are now rooted in a river, have woken up to Jesus, woken up to the kingdom realities. And that's all figurative. That's all figurative. John 15 is even figurative. He's the vine and we are the branches rooted into him. But the reality is our lives are hid with Christ in God. That's where we are. We in this cocoon of love, in this cocoon of righteousness, in this cocoon of uniqueness. And that's what we must be tapping into. Not everyone wants to be a pastor, and that sadly makes a big thing. Hey, I'm a pastor. We want to be lights. We want to be rivers in the church, in our homes, in our work situation, and then we want to be doing the right work. And that's all found in God. And this is why it's so important to walk conscious of him. I love those scriptures in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we must be joyful all times. We must be prayerful at all times. And we must be thankful at all times, for this is the will of God. Why is this so important? Because sadly, prayer is just something we think of as just, you know, I have my prayer in the morning or every time there's a problem, a skit gebeki. But prayer is talking to God. Prayer is acknowledging God. Prayer is walking in awareness of him. Acknowledge him in all your ways so that he can direct your path. So it's a walking in an understanding. We are in the reality of a kingdom, of a God, of a big brother, of a savior that is very present, all-knowing and all-powerful and all-loving, wanting to bring the best in our lives. And that's what we tap into. And that's the beauty. And I love that. Being prayerful, being joyful, being thankful at all times, that's the will of God. So as we associate and we walk awareness of God, and that there's a thankfulness all the time, because God is light and this kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy that we are in. So this is what we're tapping into. And as we're tapping into this, we're getting the eternal qualities, the good things, the eternal life, this godliness. We're tapping into godliness. And then that also gives us vision. And that's where joy is always relevant to vision, the joy set before us, the joy of our salvation, knowing we are now in Christ Jesus to grow up into Christ in every way. So let this be a wonderful understanding of a lifestyle, of a goodness that has come to you. And that's why we've got a God that's permanent. He's not part-time. He's permanently there to enlighten our lives, a kingdom that we are in to tap into. And so that's what it's all about, a full-time walk in tune, developing on schedule. That's what it's all about. Be blessed, because you are blessed to be a unique fragrance in this world at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.